Today, a federal judge in Atlanta ordered a suburban school system to remove evolution warning stickers from science textbooks, calling them unconstitutional. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capelluto has the story.
Jeffrey Selman is a parent of a Cobb County student. He brought the suit against the Cobb County schools 2 years ago and was home alone today when he got the news that he'd won.
I took the three cats, put them in one room so I wouldn't scare them, and then shrieked at the top of my lungs, "Yeah!"
The stickers, which Selman fought for 2 years, read, "This textbook contains material on evolution. Evolution is a theory, not a fact, regarding the origin of living things. This material should be approached with an open mind, studied carefully, and critically considered." These stickers were placed in the textbooks after a group of religious parents petitioned the school board. In his ruling today, the judge wrote that the stickers aid the belief of Christian fundamentalists and creationists. Mike Manili is Selman's lawyer.
I applaud Judge Cooper for his rigorously upholding the division between church and state as was established by our founding fathers and embodied in the United States Constitution. This ruling reminds us that ours is a nation not restricted by Christianity or religion of any stripe, but a nation founded on freedom from religious persecution.
But the ruling didn't sit well with Cobb County School Board Attorney Linwood Gunn.
I think it is a bad precedent in that it interferes with the local school district's selection of curriculum and how it deals with the interests of its constituents.
Gunn says on its face, the sticker is neutral and has no religious connotation. He says the judge ignored testimony in court that showed that the sticker itself had no impact on how evolution is being taught in Cobb County. The district, which has some of Georgia's highest achieving schools, has a policy that states evolution must be taught in science class. But in his ruling, the judge says that the school board went too far in accommodating parents, and the evolution disclaimer crossed the line into religion. Maggie Garrett is a lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union, which has joined the lawsuit.
It singled out evolution out of all of the other scientific theories that were being taught in the school district, and it undermined evolution by saying that only evolution was a theory, not a fact, as opposed to all of the other theories. And at the same time that it undermined it, it bolstered a religious viewpoint, and that is why the disclaimers are unconstitutional.
The judge prefaced his opinion by saying that this case is not about the origin of the human species, nor about whether intelligent design, a belief that an intelligent entity created the world, should be taught in classrooms. He says it was simply about whether the stickers violate the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. He ordered that they be removed immediately. The Cobb County School Board has not said when or if it will remove the stickers from textbooks. It issued a statement saying the stickers are a reasonable and even-handed guide to science instruction and encourage students to be critical thinkers. Meanwhile, parent Jeffrey Selman says his son is glad it's all over.
He's young. He's glad we won. He wants to get on with his life now.
The school board has not decided whether it will appeal the judge's decision, nor has it said how much the lawsuit has cost the system. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto in Atlanta.